Hi, and welcome to episode 70 of GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
I thought I'd mix it up by putting it the wrong way around there. That got you out of place, didn't it?
What?
Why are you saying that episode 70 before GamerCast? I thought it'd be different.
What do you want about?
Roll with the punches.
Anyway, this is broadcast on the 6th of May 2007. We started broadcasting at 19:15.
We're a wee bit late.
We're 15 minutes late, thanks to him. And him, because you were late.
Hey, I was web swinging through New York.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man.
Yes, come on.
Let's stick that in there, Spider-Man for you.
Sarah likes it because it means I'm no longer playing Dragon Ball on my Wii now. She doesn't like the fact I'm playing with Japanese anime characters that look like they're trying to shit themselves by the fact they're going, Hoo! I love it, it's cool, but she hates it. And the music's driving her up the wall.
Yeah, we've also got a special guest this week called, what's his name?
Chris.
Welcome, yeah, Chris.
Thanks.
This is not Chris as in Rudis, this is another Chris.
Yeah, this is the non-Rudis.
Non-Rudis. We're trying to get Rudis back.
Maybe. We're getting back. I haven't seen him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he'll be back when he wants something. He's always on the show when he wants something.
Yeah, can I have a copy of this? Can I have a copy of that? Oh no, that was you who wanted a copy.
Yeah, he wanted a copy.
Yeah.
My op.
That's rude, isn't it? Oh, come on the show if you give me a copy.
He wanted to borrow it.
Hang on. You're here because I said you could borrow Knights of the Nine.
No, I'm here because I wanted to play Supreme Commander.
Supreme Commander rocks.
Yes.
Especially after they put that last lovely update. No CD. I can't wait until Halo.
It's a DVD.
You know what I mean. No disc. Oh, Halo. I've got to remember when I play Halo 2, I've got to set up my... Is there any drivers for the Wildstone, or is it just plug and play for the Xbox 360?
Windows Vista will drag them down from Windows Update.
Because I need to sort that out first, so when I start playing and put the disc in...
Just plug the thing in and it'll grab the drivers automatically.
And then plug the disc in and the game starts playing while it installs. Sweet. So, letters.
Yeah, we've got no Darth Ur in the chat room. That sucks. We need to, like,
no Darth
find
Ur.
Him and kill him.
He'll come in five minutes before the show ends going, I'm late, I'm sorry.
No, he'll come in saying, like, 5 minutes before the show ends and says, has it started yet?
As per usual.
Right, so we had a letter from a dude called Rono,
Rono.
However you pronounce it. We encourage everyone to send a pronunciation guide for their name.
Yeah, if you are from another country and you don't want us to say your name wrong, add a little WAV file or whatever, MP3 or whatever.
Don't bother doing that, just spell it phonetically.
Some people don't know how to spell phonetically.
Well, they need to go back to like the first year of school and learn. Yeah, anyway, he says, nice show guys and hello from Finland.
Hello, Finland.
I think this is our first letter from Finland.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah, we get loads from Sweden, but not Finland.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your shows quite often from a Nokia N93, and they do hit the target. Okay, so what he's doing is actually advertising a Nokia device. In which case, we are now going to bill him £20.
Because he just got free advertisement, so we're going to have to bill.
Yeah, so write back with why it's so good. And then we'll like compare it to our phones and our pocket PCs and stuff like that and see how it compares. I'll tell you now, it will lose. Right.
I can listen to the show on mine.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Okay, so next.
Get on with it, man.
Good bit of news.
Why is it good? It's bad.
Well, I just had a thing about GameStation, but...
From a game station.
There's nothing wrong
game
with GameStation.
GameStation, aren't they, Chris?
Yeah.
See?
You don't work at GameStation, do you?
No.
He's unemployable.
GameStation are cool. I like being able to get all my retro stuff from GameStation. I did like buy a lot of stuff from GameStation at university because the queues were less down and there was one nearby me. But
well, GameStation have
always
been more like directed towards like gamers. And game are more directed to anyone.
Where
if you're a hobo off the street, come in, we'll sell you something. Trade in your dog and whatever.
We'll give you a PlayStation 3. But
oh wow, we actually sold a PlayStation 3 game today.
Whoa.
I still haven't seen a PS3 console sold though.
What did they buy?
Pre-owned Resistance and a new copy of Ridge Racer.
Hmm.
What do you think of Ridge Racer?
No, I don't like it. I like Gran Turismo.
Right, okay, we have a Gran Turismo noob here.
What do you mean noob? I've got like hundreds of cars and everything.
I mean noob as in you've never experienced driving games properly.
Yeah.
You played Forza Motorsport?
No.
Exactly.
Project Gotham?
Yes, I am. And I quite like that as well.
Have you played Forza Motorsport then?
No.
It's the next level up. Although I still like my Project Gotham Racing 3.
And they still haven't released a demo.
Yes.
I got the demo. My Xbox went back downstairs because I got fed up with waiting for it.
Oh, I knew what I forgot to bring my Xbox with me.
No, did you go and get his Xbox? Mm. Yes, yeah, so anyway, game acquired GameStation for £74 million.
Yeah, so now GameStation's owned by Game, but...
So now you cannot avoid them.
They're everywhere.
Unless you go to the UK's second largest games retailer, Chips.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Go for it.
Can I use my game discount card in GameStation now?
No.
Probably not.
No.
They're going to be running...
It'll probably take them a few years to like merge all the systems together.
Okay.
Remember, these are private companies, and private companies can't do anything without buggering everything else up.
So it's going to be a slow process, and nothing will be visually there for you to see at first, but interesting. I can imagine you've seen similar things that happened with EB in game, but the difference there was the fact that EB wanted to get rid of their name as quick as possible.
Well, EB acquired game in like 97, and the license for the name EB ran out in 2007.
Mm, that's where they got rid of it. But since then, they'd always been running them separately. So GameStation has their own website, and it's their own. That's their own name, so I can see them holding on to that.
For a while, until games say, hang on, this is costing us too much money, let's shut all the stores down.
Yeah, it's always until it costs more money. You magically appeared a Catapop.
Yeah.
Go on, your turn. Put your hand around your back and pull out a Catapop. No, that's a memory stick.
Well, sorry, I can only like magic memory sticks into appearance.
Yeah. If you want extra memory, Paul's your guy, but if you want a Catapop, tough luck. Right.
Hang on a minute. Let me say something.
Go for it.
A lot of the gaming press, like MTV, etc., have been, you know, saying, "Yeah, woo, this, you know, marks the end of price wars and shit like that." Which, hang on, that's bad because they're all saying, "Yeah, it's good because they won't have to like keep on slashing prices."
Well, it means that.
So yeah, that the bourgeois will make more money.
Game will only have to compete against people like.
Game will only have to compete against WH Smith's.
Woolworths.
Oh no, a bookstore.
Woolworths.
Chips.
Chips. HMV.
Chips. They could just buy chips out like that. Here you go, £50. Give us the whole thing. So yeah, because Blockbuster have apparently been wanting to get rid of GameStation for a while because GameStation lose too much money.
Mm.
But now they can soon stop losing money because all the prices have just gone up.
Interesting.
So yeah, PS2 games are now $79.99. Xbox 360 games, luckily, are only $39.99. So yeah, PS2 games are now more expensive. Okay, I made that up, but whatever.
Yeah, you were confusing me then. I was like, brain, kapla, kapla.
So yeah, also in Newsland this week.
Yeah, some sad news.
Or last week, whenever it was. Halo 2 for Windows Vista has gone back a week in Europe.
So no longer will it be released on the 18th, it will be released on the 25th.
And Forza Motorsport also went back as well.
Yeah, which is probably one of the reasons why I haven't seen the demo yet. Even though it's supposed to come out last month, it has not
well,
yet been released.
Turn 10 handed a demo over to Microsoft for certification like 2 weeks ago, whatever. So unless Microsoft gave it back to him and said, "Oi, fix all this," then who knows?
Yeah. There may have been a problem with the demo and that had to go back and be fixed before it could be released. More tweaks and stuff.
Or someone at marketing said, "Hang on, why release a demo a month before the game comes out? Let's release it a day before the game's out." Yeah, great, thanks a lot. I know I'm going to buy the game anyway, but I want to play the demo as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Great.
So, next
great. It's
the
nice we have such feedback from some individuals.
Yeah.
Okay, retro gaming. We're going to talk about Sonic Forever.
Anything
or someone
to do with
is.
Retro. We're going to talk about
I'm
retro
not,
gaming.
Because it's boring.
Speaking of retro gaming, I went and pre-ordered my copy of the new Tomb Raider game. Yes, but you were always saying the first one was the best one, but the Anniversary Edition is the last one's engine, and they remade the first game in the last one's engine. So it's the same game, it's the first game on the PC.
The first game was only moderately good in its time. Yeah, its time has passed.
Yeah, but it's been revamped with the new engine and the nice little magnetic grappling hook.
Whoa, man.
You'll love it, Paul. And it's a Windows game.
Well, quote, Supreme quote. Commander.
Yeah. Up there with that. So I've got my supposed to be Windows.
Hey, we've got the Wist dude in the chat room. I remember him. He was like around like last week.
Yo, Wist.
Wist, not Wisped.
Whisk. So retro games.
W/E.
So retro games.
W/E.
Yeah.
So. Just get on with it.
Mmm.
This episode is gonna suck.
Yes.
So start doing something.
Hello, Wiss. Is it Wiss or Whisk?
Wiss. W-I-S-S.
Wiss.
It's not Whisk, is it? You need a K for that. Oi.
Can't we call him Whisk?
Don't you start playing Supreme Commander again.
I'm not. I'm drinking my thing.
Imaginary can of Coke.
Right, so yeah, retro gaming. Are you gonna talk about something other than Tomb Raider?
I don't know. I haven't really.
Hang on, this was your idea, wasn't it? Talk.
Old games.
Yeah, get on with that. Old games are good because they're fun.
Well, they used to be a lot more fun than some of the games we get now.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's
yeah.
True.
That's good. You filled 30 seconds of the show.
Yeah, I'm quite proud.
Right, I'm gonna go over here. And look at my games while you two talk.
Don't be like that. Warcraft.
Dude,
3.
Stop leaving so much empty space in the show. I'm not gonna edit this afterwards.
We're gonna leave loads of.
So yeah, what do you think about Warcraft 3? That's not really retro, but whatever.
It needs.
I think Warcraft 2 is better.
It's always the way. It's just kind of a little bit like what happened with Command and Conquer. You like the ability to have boats and submarines and stuff, and then they take it away. They give you something, and then they take it away. Although, I must admit, I would really like them to do another short expansion pack for World of Warcraft, where you can get hold of a boat.
Oh, that would be great, to have World of Warcraft on sea.
Yeah, because you've got that massive piece of ocean between both land masses that's a loading time.
That would be great, if you could have, like, boat mounts or sea mounts.
You could have maybe a small boat that you could go along with that only you can control.
Oh,
and then
God.
You could
a large,
get a crew on your boat.
A large galleon for your guild, or you just hire people, and you could have, like, a hiring banner on the port side, so you go up and click on it and say, yes, I'd like to join. Like you join.
Hang on, you're talking about World of Warcraft, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, they could do a battleground.
That isn't retro.
It's taken so much for retro gaming, because the whole great thing about playing Warcraft 2 is the fact
that. Look, the show is actually talking about stuff now. Great.
Yeah.
We're only like 15 minutes in as well, and we're actually doing stuff now.
Well, the great thing about Warcraft 2 is the fact you had the boats, you had those land masses, and you had to be able to move around from place to place. Right. Which was cool, because it was like, get all your orcs on the boat and attack.
Orcs? Right, to be able to where? Damn orcs.
More work. But,
That was the peon.
But the ability.
Whatever.
The idea of having that in World of Warcraft would be quite cool, because they've done something similar with Star Wars Galaxies and other massive multiplayer online.
Stop poking me!
Where the whole game is a third person run round RPG.
Poke.
Yeah, they make an add-on where you get to be
poke
more like a flight sim and you fly
you
around
catch them all.
In X-Wings and Millennium Falcons.
Well,
and stuff.
Sorry, I missed all that.
I was just saying, you know like how they did Jump to Lightspeed for Star Wars Galaxies? Where
no, I never played it.
It's more like
or saw
it. It's a more like X-Wing game that they had where you fly around in a ship and you're shooting stuff, and it's completely different gameplay.
Oh yeah, I know that.
So if they had something like that for WoW, where you had the ability to save up money, get a big boat, which would make the game even better, because saving up for a horse is bloody expensive enough as it is. Where if you think, okay,
hang on,
there's your horse.
My guy is level 27 or 28 or 29, whatever he is, and I have 100 gold.
Well,
yeah, but you are a lean, mean killing machine. I leave you for half an hour and all I can find are dead cows in the field, dead wolves. If you could kill people, you need to go on a PvP server because you would rock. I'll go into this village and be a mean orc. Paul killed me. You're lethal with a sword.
Noob.
But
well, yeah, that's because I've got loads of swords.
It's because you're an Oblivion player, which makes you better at
WoW. So you didn't just buy gold online, then?
What?
This is Paul. I've never known anybody with the smallest hole in his wallet to access the money ever. He would never pay for gold. He just about pays for the subscription. So the only way Paul could get large amounts of gold...
I don't pay for the subscription. That's why I don't play it anymore.
Yeah. Is to beat the crap out of everything.
No, I was a miner. I went around getting copper.
Yeah.
Like, I spend half hour a day just getting copper put on the auction.
Because
copper, for some reason, was really expensive. So, yeah.
You gotta play...
And then I just bought the copper from what everyone else was selling and then put my margin on top of that. So I turned it to a right...
See, I was talking to one guy.
Money making.
He was,
person.
You know, he made his spec character that was his
wow.
top playing character, which was the highest level he had, which was all based on what he found enjoyable. Then he had two other characters, and one of them was mining and skinning.
This isn't retro gaming.
And the other one.
Why write
was,
the show notes out if we're not going to follow them?
Armor smithing and another making one, so he would mail himself.
Oh yeah, I do that with mine.
So he had this one character and all the characters.
Oh, Zelio's on the chat room.
Yo, Zelio!
You didn't miss anything because it's just Adam blabbering on about World
of Warcraft. His character's whole entire meaning is literally to just go around the entire land, animal, skin it, mine, animal, skin it, mine, and then just sell it or make stuff out of it. But.
Yeah, raw copper is actually worth more than.
I think it's because you're getting so many people starting off and they're all wanting to get hold of the newest. Metal they can get their hands on. Where for anyone who's beginning in armor smithing,
yeah, I could rarely get, you know, tin or that selling more than copper.
But the biggest money making is enchantment.
Yeah,
get real.
It just takes
prancing around, crap.
Enchanting is best.
Blacksmith,
it's
miner.
It's a hard one to start off though to get
do
it,
some proper work.
Get
yeah.
it rolling because the first things you're enchanting aren't that great, and it's kind of like, well, I can click one on this character, mail it to all my other characters, like sell it on the line. It's like. Yeah, no one really wants it. But
hang on, Zelio said that mining sucks.
Because it does.
What is
it? You can just buy it all from the auction house.
If you've got the money, if you're
I could sell it in your auction house.
If you're, say, for instance, you're making something, and you're making a good profit from it, you don't. You've got enough money to be able to go and buy the product, instead of having to spend half your time running around trying to. Mine it yourself or
yeah, but my bank had like maybe 200 copper in it that I just stashed away for a rainy day.
Why do they call it World of Warcraft? It's not like there's a whole word crafting war. It's more like a bunch of people, can't see the rest of it, hitting defenseless animals with weapons.
That's a good way to sum it up.
They're not defenseless.
Why is it called Warcraft?
The only defenseless animals they have are frogs, rabbits, cows.
Dude! Why is it called Warcraft?
Because originally the first game...
was in a war.
Yes.
Between
and
orcs and humans.
And back then, it had a lot to do with sea units and stuff like that. So you had loads of crafts and...
the different crafts of war.
Yes.
Right, okay. So
and
I
since
I
they weren't going to change the name...
Dude! I hope that answers please kill me or please kill me or me please kill whatever his name is question. So yeah, stop reading
crafting
the chat room and talk about stuff. I manage the chat room.
Okay, you manage the chat room. But yeah, I the way that the game's
who wants
become
to
see
a magic
it's
trick?
Wow, it magically disappeared and reappeared in your hand, the one you caught it with. It would be nice to
if
see
if
a
you're
number
getting
four.
My playing cards, I'll do some proper tricks.
It would be nice to see a World of Warcraft 4, though. Just for the way that...
World of Warcraft 4 has only done one.
Not World of Warcraft, I keep putting World on the front of it. You know what I mean? Warcraft 4.
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, now there would be the ultimate one. StarCraft 2.
Stop poncing around with this.
The World of StarCraft.
Yawn, StarCraft 2. If they did it right. If they could do it right, do World of StarCraft and I'll play that. Do an RTS if you can not make it like Warcraft 3. I want large scale alien stuff.
Mm.
Like, you know, Protoss carriers, which are like the size of a map. Have it realistic. Don't have like a Protoss carrier which can just fit two guys in.
Yeah, it all depends whether or not StarCraft would work in a massive multiplayer. There's always the rumors going around
would.
And there.
Just think of, I mean, the story in StarCraft is really kick ass.
No, actually, hang on. I've heard that Diablo 3 was the next project by Blizzard.
Oh, God!
Yeah, it keeps rotating around. It's the big rumor mill. We've got StarCraft 2.
We've only had one
World
StarCraft game, or
World
StarCraft Ghost, which who knows where that is.
I bet it got as far as the gold disc and some idiot lost it.
Yeah, they said, oh man, we lost our backups.
StarCraft Ghost came out on the PS2, didn't it?
If it did, I never saw it ever.
I'm sure it did.
My idea was it would just be pushed back.
Maybe they had it for PS3.
Doubt it.
Do a search for StarCraft Ghost, mate.
Okay, just talk about something while we do this then.
But yeah, you've got that whole rumour mill going round. You've got StarCraft 2, World of StarCraft, and then Diablo 3, and you've got this whole group of people that are kind of like, what do I want? Do I really want Diablo 3 or do I want StarCraft 2? They really do need to get on and...
Platforms, PS2, Xbox, GameCube.
Told you.
So it was out.
StarCraft Ghost was a planned tactical action game for video game consoles developed by Blizzard Entertainment, set blah, 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 blah. But on the 24th of March 2006, it was indefinitely postponed.
Ah. There's some really cool pictures. Oh, that's a shame. But, they've got the fan bases there. It's like, I would say it's got similar fan bases to Halo in the sense of, you know, you've got a large amount of people that love the games and will play. You throw a decent sequel their way and they'll eat it up for breakfast. What did you think about the expansion pack for World of Warcraft?
Well, it's good if you've got a character high enough to actually go into the outworld.
Like mine, my level 3.
Yeah, otherwise you don't really need to buy Burning Crusades just yet.
I enjoyed it. I haven't got a high level character, but I enjoyed going back and starting one of the Junai and having a go at being
one of the what?
Junai. One of
the stupid
aliens.
Blue things.
Yeah. And being
Gay.
A shaman, and having to go doing the shaman.
Oh, great.
Outside.
A shaman, whatever that is.
Shamu. My totems. I got totems.
Magic. Get a sword. Stop poncing around with magic. Get real, man.
Right. Well, I don't have a sword. I got a club. I hit people with my club.
Wow, you were a shaman.
That's why I played it.
Club.
I've been too busy playing City Heroes, being a guy in a complete armored suit who can run very extremely fast, jump high, and turns on into fire.
Look, I'm going to repeat the same animation 10 times.
That's 3
that
times. You've still got more to go. Come
shut
on,
up.
Do all of them.
And I've just started making myself a twink now.
A twink?
Yeah. That's a level 19 character that you just use in Battlegrounds, all tuned up. With your level 60 stuff. So you send him a load of gold and you just tune it up so it's above all normal players.
Right, so in other words, you're
cool.
Cheating Git.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating Git.
Yeah. For example, my level 19's got 150 in engineering, which means you can have goggles already with plus 9 in stamina, 8 in intelligence.
Cool.
Whatever, my guy has a sword.
And I suppose because you're only using him for battlegrounds, he'll never level up past that level.
Once I've got all the best stuff for level 19, I'll twink him up to 29.
That's
after 29, there's not much point because by then you get people who obviously get some good items anyway, and then the items don't make much difference.
I suppose that's a good way to, if you've got a character you really, really want to hardcore on the battlegrounds and get high ranking, it's a good way to do it. Just say, right, I'm only going to go that far on the battlegrounds and just get ranking up high and then level up quickly to 29. And
but if you've really got the time, it's a really good way to harvest honor points, because by then, if you do want to get your character to level 60, if you have enough honor, you can just get all the epic items straight away.
That's cool. Which should probably, you know, you don't need anything else. Amount of people you see, as soon as they got epic items, you never see them wearing
anything else.
Yeah.
That's because of all the bonus you get for having the whole set.
Yeah, and then you've got the cool thing where you can go onto your options and click to say you want your helmet on, but you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Whatever.
Then you get your epic mount.
God, I can't even afford that.
My mate's just got a loot card from World of Warcraft, the card set. He hasn't told me what it is yet, but it's from the new Dark Portal set. I doubt he'll give it to me. He doesn't play World of Warcraft, but he keeps getting his arm twisted by everybody to play it. I'm trying to get him to play City Heroes because he also plays. He's more into his cards. He plays Yu-Gi-Oh, World of Warcraft, and Marvel and DC Versus.
Zelio said something. The thing is, though, Outlands greens are better than Tier 2. Whatever that means, if that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah, what he's saying is that green items from Outlands are better than some of the blue items you get from the original game.
Oh, right, because the colour coding like indicates how rare stuff is, doesn't it?
Yeah, but some of the...
All my stuff is like purple or something.
Yeah,
because my level 20 whatever dude is really hardcore.
But in Outlands,
because he's
rich,
you can just buy anything.
Some of the more common items are actually better than the rare items.
Well, what is Outland? What is that?
That's when you get to level 58. That's like the Burning Crusade.
Oh, right, it's Burning Crusade stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's more where all the orcs came from.
Who?
The orcs.
What's that?
You know, orcs.
For the sake of our listeners, what the frack is an orc?
An orc is the green, big, muscly character that's been in many, many...
So it's the Hulk?
No, because he's got teeth and he's got pointy ears and he just kind of speaks
for London. Everyone knows what an orc is.
Everyone's seen Lord of the Rings. Do you know what an orc is?
Those are crappy orcs.
Yeah, not as good as kind of
Warhammer. They're more like trolls or something.
These are more like... This is Warcraft
remnants.
And Warhammer style orcs.
Yeah.
Proper orcs.
Proper orcs.
Not slimy...
Uruk-hai.
Well, the Uruk-hai weren't too bad. It was the stupid orcs. Dumb...
With the East London accent.
Yeah. What's that about?
I know. But, yeah, the outline stuff, that's... I'm right saying that's where the orcs actually come from, the remainder of their homeworld that they were transported from to take over...
Azeroth.
Yeah. And then they were defeated and the orcs were just left there to rot. So that's why even the orcs are there for some payback. But then there's other orcs... that are there, which are the original ones, and they're even more mutated, and they look even more mean and fierce.
What, the blood orcs or whatever they are?
Yeah.
No, that's the blood elves. That's the
well, the red orcs. If you play Warcraft 3 the whole way through, you find out in the story that these orcs, they were normal at some point, and then they drank the blood of one of the bigger demons from Outlands.
Yeah.
And that's what turned them evil.
Mm.
Yeah, I knew that, because I've actually completed Warcraft 3.
So have I, with cheat codes, though.
I did it properly.
Yeah, but you're hardcore. Have you completed the expansion pack?
No, I didn't have the expansion pack.
I haven't played it.
It had a picture of that stupid gun on the front.
Yeah.
That put me off, because he sucks.
Frost something, rather.
No, his name's, what's his
Prince
name?
Prince Arthur's. That's it.
Prince lame dude who, like, went mad and killed everyone.
I've had a quick go on it, but I was waiting more until I'd completed Warcraft 3 before I started playing that one. I haven't got around to it.
World of StarCraft would be good.
I was playing a lot
of
Warcraft
think that
3,
you could be on. I mean, you know.
I don't really.
Set it just.
I'd like
set
to
it
see
just.
It,
shut
the concept
up.
Is quite hard.
Shut up. Set it just as the invasion starts, right? So you've got all the Terran colonies, which are like mooching around, having their own scraps, and then there's like odd colonies with Zerg and Protoss.
Alright, but...
And the Protoss do their thing, which is not do anything, but sit in orbit and blow the whole planet up. Protoss.
In World of Warcraft... World of Diablo, yeah. In World of Warcraft, the orcs and humans are quite alike, and, you know, they can both have a set of weapons and swords and stuff, but if you thought about World of StarCraft, how could you have Zerglings have equipment and...
Well, they have chief upgrades.
You know...
Well, even if you had World of StarCraft with only Terrans in it, and just have Protoss or Zerg as, like, bad people,
Mm. Fair enough. The way that you were, because it's like in Warcraft 3, did you ever play a gnome?
No, but they were there.
A gun on
exactly. So it means that there's other characters that you weren't playing in StarCraft that were just there in the background. Maybe make them a playable character. Bring some more background characters to the forefront in the storyline. Probably be the way to do it, like they did with Warcraft, and start adding more stuff, because there's Warcraft, which is the backstory of World of Warcraft, but World of Warcraft is so much thicker because they decided we need to take this story and expand as much as you can, and then add the gaps in and fill it in a lot more. So you'd have to do the same process with StarCraft to even get anywhere near it, or do something completely different with a massive multiplayer game with that world. Because some of them do stink. Because I must admit, Matrix. My mate's played
Matrix Online.
He said it was okay, but he said for that sort of game, he found it incredibly easy and got to the end. And once he got to the end, what do I do now? He could kick every agent's ass who he came across. And he said it really is like becoming Neo. It's like, I'm Neo, I'm bored. Right, I'm not paying for this game anymore. I got him playing Star Wars Galaxies, which is so... Well, it was until they changed it. A much, much harder system. Because you couldn't buy anything from a store. There was no such thing as a store. You literally had to buy it from a real person. There were auctions, but you could set up your own shop. So you could buy your own building. You had to pay rent. And then you build your tables. And you put all your stuff on the tables. And then you come in and buy it all. Which was a really bizarre concept for it. And it's much harder. But because of the love of World of Warcraft... They've changed it now, so they're leveling up characters. You build your own spec character out of bits and bobs of different leveling up. Now it's like you're a smuggler, you're a Jedi, you're a pilot. You can only be one or the other, so it went more simpler, because at first it was very complicated. I would say it's up there with one of the most complicated massive multiplayer games. That and the other hard one, Eve. See that?
Eve Online.
Yeah, I've been tempted to play. I keep seeing 14-day trials and free download of the game to try it, but
a really bad online game I thought was Guild of Wars.
Guild Wars.
Yeah, Guild Wars.
And a first attempt of being a cheap game, but you're limited because these games' servers need a lot of maintenance, and if you're just doing it off back pocket of sales of games, it's not that great. Fair enough. Guild Wars is done by the same people who did City Heroes. So City Heroes is a paid for service and it's much better, but obviously they're using the money they're making from all of their online stuff just to finance Guild Wars, and then they're using Guild Wars as an advertisement platform to make you go, you're playing Guild Wars, but here,
stick adverts in
City Hero as well.
Stick adverts in Guild Wars to pay for the servers.
But,
there you go. If you want to play it, you have to watch a 10-minute advert.
Why not?
Chapstick says Guild Wars is great.
I disagree.
We had someone come into the store once, and
the store.
He liked it.
Game.
Yeah. But the reason why he liked it was all of his family have it, but all of his family is pretty fractured because he lived in UK, but he worked in Germany. And it's like some of his family were somewhere else in Europe, and someone was, I think, further afield yet again.
EU for the win.
They didn't get to talk to each other very often, so what they did was they used to meet up in Guild Wars and have headsets on Skype. And the whole family, brothers and sisters and a couple of uncles, would all get together and just play Guild Wars together every weekend.
Well, that's alright then. When you play with people you know, it's always better.
Yeah, so for that, you know.
Yeah, playing with a noob like him, here's the time.
Hey!
Oh, that was too easy.
Yeah, PvP.
Similar to D2. No, I don't think so.
You don't get to keep your victim's ears.
Closer. Nope. You're like down.
You don't get to keep your victim's ears? What games do you keep to keep your victim's ears in?
Diablo. PvP. The first. I can't remember about Diablo 2, but the first Diablo, when you used to kill another player, you kept his ear with its name on it. And what level he was.
Sweet.
That's sick.
Oh, it was fun.
Characters
called ear collectors or something.
Did you see, totally going off on a tangent now, did you see Sony's advert for God of War 2? I think it was.
Yeah.
No, but I'd really want to get God of War 2. I played God of War 1 and completed it. I loved it.
Okay, so you've not seen it. Okay, I'll find it out. You two carry on talking about what you're talking about, and we'll talk about that later on.
But, yeah, it would be nice for Blizzard to bring out more. I'm curious, they're doing something at the moment, and was it last show we did the Blizzard thing, or show before? Might have been the show before. Blizzard announced that they're actually hiring now. But they're hiring for a next-gen massive multiplayer. Hinting maybe is something that might be coming out on 360 sort of platform. But
not on the PlayStation 3.
But they said whatever it is a new engine. They're not doing something. They're not just building a game out of the WoW engine. They're literally building a new engine that's customized further. So that's what started this whole Rumorville thing going at the moment.
StarCraft.
Yeah, so everyone's thinking
StarCraft. Diablo, chuck it out. Warcraft, chuck it out. StarCraft for the win.
So
the story in StarCraft is awesome.
It's good. There's nothing wrong with the story. It's good, but I can't see it being...
It's such a break from all the boring, traditional fantasy.
The fact that they said they wanted to do something different makes me feel that, fair enough, you look at it in more in the sense of you keep staring at WoW and thinking, how do I make StarCraft? Where if you think of it like you've got WoW and then you look at all the other massive multiplayer games that are so different to WoW, I imagine that StarCraft is not going to sit there and think, oh yeah, it's the same sort of thing. I'm doing this in WoW and I'm doing this in StarCraft. Same thing. It's probably going to be something look and feel completely and utterly different.
They need to resolve the repetitiveness of WoW.
Yeah, because they do that.
Combat needs to be, mixed up a bit more.
Yeah. It's a shame that...
Like, by making it real-time.
Yeah. The whole...
Like, controllable.
Yeah. Instead of, do your attack.
They need of course, all the lame people who are crap, like Moan.
It's because it's staying to an RPG. You need to take it out of its RPG element. Phantasy Star Online.
Phantasy Star on who?
Phantasy Star Online. That was
released. That was terrible.
Yeah, but the game's control system for that wasn't more in the sense of your character run here, press attack, and you're swinging at someone. You actually had to go up to someone, and then you had to press the button at the right time to go with your big laser sword.
Laser sword?
If you didn't press the button at the right time, you wouldn't be able to block. So blocking and attacking were all timed with your button.
That would be impossible in a battleground.
Yeah, he's like, missed, blocked, missed.
That would be impossible.
The cool thing is that you're fighting against someone and you're being completely attacked, so you just run away, turn around, pull out your laser gun, and you just go, bang, got you.
Right, Zelio says apparently it's because I'm a newbie. That's why it's repetitive for me.
What, Warcraft?
Yeah. I don't see how right-clicking... on your opponent, moving within range of your opponent, and pressing a few numbers to do my spells and stuff isn't repetitive. It is repetitive.
You would want this either third person or first person, but you still want the same control system.
If it was single player, nobody would touch it. Everyone would play Oblivion because the combat is actually fun in Oblivion.
You'd prefer it if you had, even if it was third person, the more combat aspect of Oblivion built into it.
Yeah.
I know it's harder.
And they need shotguns, not just those crappy guns.
They're running up to the same control system as they did Diablo style, where you go click
Diablo
and you go
one.
Up and your character will attack, and it's running over the engine, basically speed dialing dice. It's all based off dice roll. So when you click on someone, it's basically you roll the dice, they roll the dice, you roll the dice, they roll the dice. So it is proper role playing. It's just incredible. The same as Knights for the Old Republic. That was actually using the Dungeons and Dragons engine, which is basically run off the same system of rolling dice and pulling out cards and stuff like that, but it's done at an extremely fast speed, so all you do is click attack and your guy pulls out a lightsaber and goes badass on him.
Right, okay.
Laser sword. It's Walmart's version of a lightsaber. Yeah, but a lightsaber is not longer than you are. They had this really massive big broadsword that has a laser going all the way around. I actually love that. You just go...
Wow, I've got my laser sword here. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to chop everyone up.
Careful, you'll have the dogs running up and down the ceiling.
Yeah, wow, man, that really killed everyone.
Oh, I'm dead.
I'm going to kill people with light.
I want a lightsaber, but Sarah won't let me have.
Oh, jeez. So, yeah, are you people finished babbling on about whatever it is you're talking about?
Yeah, retro gaming with World of Warcraft.
Well, yeah, we've not even
Starcraft.
Talked about retro gaming. We just went on about Warcraft and stuff.
Yeah, how it evolved from
yeah,
from Warcraft
and
too.
What we want more coming out. It would be nice for a Warcraft 4. Maybe not go hardcore as some of, like,
They don't want to do it like Warcraft 3. Yeah. Warcraft 3, big problem was hero units were a waste of time. Well, they weren't a waste of time. They were too powerful, which made it stupid. And the unit population was tiny. And the maps were, like, closed off in a lot of cases. You know, it was all narrow.
Number 4, with the aspect of looking at...
I like to be open spaces so I can move my troops.
There is no Warcraft 4.
We're not saying there is.
We say we want one. We want Warcraft 4.
He says there is a Warcraft 4.
There is a Warcraft 4.
Yeah. What is it then, Zelia? Where is it?
Tell me, show me.
Have you played it? No.
We want links. Give me hyperlinks. Yeah.
Hyperlink. So 80s.
Hyperman. It would be cool, but
it's
then
like
I'd want them to look at stuff like
face
Supreme,
on Mars,
like Supreme Commander and
Supreme Commander for the win. What do you think of Supreme Commander?
Never played it.
You just spent 3 hours playing it today.
All right, I have. It's cute.
Also, Zelia is just on about a mod for Warcraft 3, which doesn't make it Warcraft 4.
No.
Because I can make a mod for, you know, Supreme Commander and call it Supreme Commander 2. I don't think so. Because all that mod did was take all the units out of the game and have infantry.
Just infantry?
Yeah, that's where it's at. That's what I did for Emperor and Red Alert and stuff. Infantry. All these flipping vehicles and bombers and stuff. Stop being a bunch of pansies.
Me and my mate Nuno killed our computers playing
You killed your computer?
Command and Conquer Generals. We basically got this map and
filled it up with people.
We got two guys and we got them as far as close to each other as they can before they started shooting each other, and then we backed off a bit and we used that as a line and we sent men lying going vertically up and down, and then we tried from there backwards. We made as many men. We both were China and all we had was barracks. Constant just barracks pumping men out. We got all of them, and I just highlight as many as I can and said, go to the other side of the map, and he did exactly the same, and they were literally just walking past each other and they just chugging for ages.
Because you need a faster computer.
We just left the computer running for ages as they were running past shooting each other. Yeah, yours would probably run it better. I just slow down a multiplayer games with Supreme Commander because I need more RAM. I need Core Duo.
Dual Core. Stop using people's marketing terms. Damn right.
Right, next on the news. Issue 9 of City Heroes is out.
Oh god, more stupid online games.
Yep. Issue 9, which will allow you to go...
what the hell is Issue 9? Is that like patch number 9?
Yeah, but they call it issues because when a new...
They call it issue because then it doesn't sound like it's broken.
Because it's all
fixed.
Based off comic books. So when the new book comes out for a comic book, they call it a new issue. So it's a new issue of a patch. So issue 9, which will allow you to go to the universities and learn how to craft new objects, and then you can go to the Worthington houses to craft them, or if you're playing City of Villains, you just go to the black market. As well as that, there's new task forces with statesmen for heroes to be playing. Villains, there won't be anything because the villains got theirs last issue. With a few bits and bobs. Haven't played it yet, I've got to bring up my subscription and then have a go, and then I'll do a more of an intensive review of issue 9.
Sounds fun.
Yep. What are you trying to play?
I was going to play Geometry Wars, but the controller's downstairs.
Hard cheese. See, my controller won't disappear because...
Oh, well, I was charging it up downstairs. Shouldn't charge it up, should I?
See, you should be able to charge it up here, can't you?
Yeah.
If you plug that cable into your...
But when I took the Xbox downstairs, I took it all down there as well.
Alright. I mean, I'm going to have to try and get myself a playing charge kit as well. I do like the fact that there will be, when the Elite comes out...
We're talking about Xbox 360, the console you do not have.
Mm-hmm. When the Elite comes out, there will be black controllers out as well, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Which means you can go buy yourself
a black
controller.
The Elites don't have the 65 nanometer chips, so...
What will?
The 65 nanometer chips have been put back till autumn.
Ah. So they won't be in the black version, they'll be in the premiums or other black versions that come out later.
They'll be in all versions when they start being manufactured. Don't worry about it though, it's cool, man, don't worry.
Doesn't make much of a difference though.
No.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it does for costs because it's a third of the cost to make the chip.
Alright, so the price can drop then, but. bar that, it's not going to cost anything. It's not going to do anything on performance.
No, performance will be identical. It might run a bit cooler, but you know, that's it.
Yeah, I'm going for the black one. Which does mean that...
Yeah, you're going to get a black Xbox 360?
What, the Elite?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it. It's still...
Play of release there.
This guy wanted to get a PlayStation 3.
Yes.
I had to talk to him about the PlayStation 3's recent success.
Yeah, well,
lack of.
I noticed that myself.
Yeah, well, I predicted it before it happened.
Yeah.
Do we have numbers? Have they changed?
I'll have a look now.
Let's have a look at the console war.
Okay, so this is how the sales figures stand. Xbox 360, 10.6 million. PlayStation 3, 3 million. Wii, 6.8 million.
Ooh, they've got a nice little pie chart now.
Yeah, they've got a pie chart. They spent 6 months developing that.
Cool.
So yeah, it's basically the same as it was last week. Nobody's buying much.
Never mind.
I think a Wii just got sold.
It's not real. No. It's not integrated into every shop in the world.
Just general market sales figures, I guess.
Well, no, you plot the thing, you predict the plot outwards, and then you just increase it however much we need it. So yeah, did you finish talking about City of Heroes?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Are you
going to do your review of Spider-Man now?
Yeah.
Do you like Spider-Man?
What, the films?
Whatever.
Well, I've seen the films, but I've never played any games.
Well, Spider-Man 3 out on the Wii.
Did you just have the Wii version then?
Just the Wii version.
Not the PC version?
No.
Why not?
Because if I'm going to buy two versions, I get the 360 version.
Fine, get the 360 version as well.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, let's spend 100 quid on this one game.
Spider-Man, man. The control system was...
A man who was bitten by a spider makes him turn into
a
spider.
The last Spider-Man game I ever had was on my Master System.
Do you want to buy a Master System?
No.
Want to buy Mega Drive? Mega Drive, 15 quid, bunch of games.
Yeah.
Right now.
So, it's the man in the blue hat. I'm going to finish my review and then we'll talk about crap.
Come on, get on.
I
don't want this to go on and on.
It
bores me.
Bit disappointed with the conversion between the blue and red suit and the black suit. It just kind of looks all mist. It doesn't look like goo, which was a bit disappointing.
Goo?
The web swinging is very cool with being able to use both of the nunchucks and swinging your arm out to fire at the web. I was doing that all afternoon, not playing any levels. I started having to go on the levels. It's very nice the fact they've introduced
dinosaurs.
Dual-lined storylines. So you can follow the main movie line, but you can also go off and do missions that are to do with the comics. So at the moment, I'm doing the Lizard, which was very cool. See?
The Lizard Man?
Lizard Man. Have you ever seen Spider-Man 2?
No. I saw a Spider-Man cartoon once, and that's about it.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, if you've ever watched Spider-Man 2, his professor, Doc Connor, as you notice, only has one arm. Doc Connor prevented a serum that he injected himself based off
kryptonite?
Lizard DNA, because lizards could, you know. You have to remember this is from a comic pool. And lizards can regrow their tail. So you
All lizards.
No, but certain lizard DNA.
And a tail isn't an arm.
So he used the DNA hoping that he could allow him to rebuild his own arm. But in doing so, it doesn't work. But when it does, when he gets under tension and stress, his arm rebuilds for about a few seconds, and then he turns into this massive big man lizard.
That's such a Hulk ripoff. He gets under tension and stress, then he turns into a man lizard.
Well, it's made by the same company, so they can't really
rip it off.
Yeah.
Think of original idea, and the Hulk was barely original as it is. It's just a rip off of Frankenstein. Frankenstein was a big scary thing. Well, his creation was a big scary thing, and it went
mad. Yeah, but he was a man made out of loads of
body parts.
Yeah, they were all killers. And chopped up.
So?
Have you seen the movie?
No.
That was really freaky because he tried to bring someone back to life, but he thought that it wouldn't work, so he thought the only way to bring it back to life was to do it the way he knew. So he got the dead girl and he chopped her up into loads of pieces, then sewed her back together again, and then did the process, and she
was
alive. I was like, it should just work, she's dead for Christ's sake. You don't have to chop her up. But anyway,
it won't be fun otherwise.
Spider-Man 3, yeah, it's cool. Bit disappointing with the graphics, you know, they're not pushing anything majorly out, but this
Zombie.
Is a film quick out game, so
this is a game to chuck out and make some money.
Yeah.
Cash
if this
in.
Was just a Spider-Man game, it would be made much, much better. but this is just a film game, so don't expect anything more. If you played Spider-Man 2 and you liked it and you thought, wow, I can't wait till they bring out the game for number 3, then ooh, you'll love this. If you've got the Wii, it is pretty cool because of the whole nunchuck system. The fighting system is a bit weird because you're having to shake the controller, hit buttons, shake the controller, hit buttons. I've been playing Dragon Ball Z on
and
the
then
Wii.
Then you end up with arthritis and you can't move.
My wrist don't work.
Yeah, so compared to the Dragon Ball Z fighting system, it's not as good now. But for Spider-Man, it's pretty cool. Upgrading is cool. How to go with that. Like I said on the previous quick review, you level up your character, and the black suit basically means you can pwn everybody. But every time you take the black suit off, you have to do this rigmarole of shaking your hands in certain orders, otherwise the suit absorbs you and you drop down. Paul's pretty much dropped down now. He's dead. Someone call an ambulance.
I'm not dead.
Oh, he's alive. He's a zombie. Shoot him. In the head.
Oh, no.
Paul the zombie. There's a comic book out where Spider-Man turns into a zombie. And it's a sponsor.
So what, does he die? And then he like comes back.
Yeah. He's webbing and somebody shoots him. He's like... It's a what.
Yeah, so hang on. If somebody shot Spider-Man in the back of the head with a shotgun, would he die or not?
Yeah, he would.
If somebody shot Superman in the back of his head with a shotgun, would he die or not?
No.
Why not?
Well, you can shoot Superman in the eyeball and the bullet would just go...
Okay, so say we detonated a nuclear device next to Superman. What would that do?
Means that anybody who goes near Superman would die of radiation.
So Superman isn't really that super. I mean, he would get radioactive, would he?
Yeah.
Radioactive man. No, radiation dude.
If it was, it has happened before, where Superman did have a dirty bomb set off in his face, and bits of bit of radioactive material got lodged into his skin, so he was actually radioactive, and he had to be contained in at Star Labs inside a special radioactive box to keep the radiation out. And the only way he could...
So a lead box.
The only way to do it was to use a strong magnetic field to pull all of the pieces out. So what he did was he had to fly in this
Wouldn't
box.
Wouldn't that like pull all his fillings out as well?
No, he's fine. But he had to fly in this box, go out Earth's atmosphere, destroy the box, and then he had to fly towards the sun and let all the pieces be ripped out as he orbited the sun and then flew back again.
What? He can fly around in space? That's so unrealistic.
Well, yeah.
How can you fly in space?
Well, you can't drown. You can't be...
There's no air for you to fly
in. He doesn't
in
need... He just holds
fly.
He can hold his breath indefinitely. He doesn't even need to eat.
What? So he's resistant to pressure as well?
Yeah. And
that is so fake.
But the thing is, though, he can go as close as he wants to the sun because...
Can he go into the sun?
He's never attempted it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so he's not that super then, is he?
But the thing is...
I can take on the sun.
If he goes to the sun, he's got no worries about his powers failing on him because he draws his power from the sun.
So if we blow the sun up...
He'd be as mortal as you and me. If he goes far enough away from Earth's sun...
Is it just Sol that he needs his power from? It's not just a generic star.
It's something to do with our Earth's, our solar system, our sun, enhances his Kryptonian genetic makeup. So it's only our sun. Their sun didn't do it. They didn't have superpowers on their planet. It's only if one of their kind ever came to Earth they would gain the superpowers.
So if
he goes far enough away. He still has the superpowers, but if you managed to like use kryptonite and you kind of drained his powers down, if he had a massive big fight and was exhausted by it, the powers would eventually switch off and then he wouldn't be able to use them anymore until he came back and recharged. He's
right.
Basically a walking
solar
battery.
So basically, Superman is dead. That's basically what we're saying here. He's dead, he's finished.
No,
he's got shelf life of about 5 billion years.
No, after 5 billion years, he'll just be normal, and then he'll die of a normal old age.
He won't. No way, man. All the villain zombies he's killed over the years, it's going to come back and kill him.
Yeah.
Superman versus zombies.
Superman has been. There was a Superman versus aliens.
Boring.
Because they did Superman versus aliens.
What sort of aliens were they?
You know, aliens, as in Alien versus Predator.
Oh, the alien aliens.
The alien aliens.
The decent ones, not the sucky ones from Button Moon or something.
Yeah.
Or the clowns.
And it was Terminator versus Predator. No, it wasn't. It wasn't
Terminator versus Predator.
No, it wasn't Terminator versus Predator. It was
Godzilla versus Pikachu.
It was Batman. Batman versus Predator.
Who won?
Batman did. But someone's done a.
That's so unrealistic.
Someone,
the Predator would just do his growly thing.
There's a really
Batman
good short student film that someone's done of Batman versus the Joker, and halfway through the fight, because the Joker's got these knuckle dusters, and he's beating the crap out of Batman, giving him kind of a bloody lip. And just as he's coming out, this really cool line: a pair of hands come down, rips the Joker up over a building, and eats him. And it's an alien comes down, and starts attacking him, and Batman starts giving it what for, and all of a sudden the alien's head just blows clean off for no apparent reason, and he turns around and there's a Predator stood behind him. So he has a fight with the Predator, kills that one, and then all of a sudden he turns around and four Predators decloak in front of him. It's pretty good for a private done film. And he's just about to fight them, and then they start aiming at him, but they miss. They're aiming over his shoulder, and in the background, six aliens just loom out of the darkness behind Batman, and then the credits come up. It's very cool.
And then the Master Chief comes along and kills them all.
Well, yeah, because the Master Chief's armor is, rocks.
Some dude in half a ton of armor is going to kill anything.
Run through them. It's like a tank on wheels.
Yeah, so what would you actually give Spider-Man?
Yes, that's it. Spider-Man, I would give it out of 5. I'd give it a... As a fan, personally, I would
one
give
out
it
of
as
five.
A fan for liking to play Spider-Man, I'd give it a 4. As a gamer playing a game, for someone who just thought, oh yeah, it might be cool, I'll buy it, see what it's like, I'd give it barely a 3, maybe.
Okay, let's have a vote. Who thinks it's 1 out of 5? Who thinks it's 2 out of 5? I win. You're outvoted.
All right, then I will go for the medium in between, and I shall go for a 2.5. I'm allowed a 2.5 because you
no.
made me vote.
So basically you're saying it's a game for fans.
Yeah, it's a game for fan if you're just thinking to play it. But if you played Spider-Man 2 and you've gone on okay with that, then you'll like this game. But if you played Spider-Man 2 and went, oh my god, this game was awful, then you most likely will find this game awful.
Yeah, that's because it is. Right, so this is the last news item I was going to bring up. This was Sony's advert for God of War. That's all been blurred out, but that was a decapitated goat.
With a guy wearing what looks like his wife's rug from the living room, and some girl that looks like she's got a tube top on, but it actually looks like it's been painted on. Yeah, she's actually got nipples. Yeah, that's been painted on. So, and this is a...
I'll just read out the first bit of this. Electronics giant Sony has sparked a major rout over animal cruelty and the ethics of the computer industry by using a freshly slaughtered goat to promote a violent video game. The corpse of the decapitated animal was a centerpiece of a party to celebrate the launch of God of War 2 for the company's PlayStation 2 console. Guests at the event were invited to reach inside the goat's still warm carcass to eat offal from its stomach.
What the hell's awful?
I don't know, but it sounds awful.
It's like gutty bits inside, I guess.
You can stick your hand in its stomach and eat what it had yesterday.
No, it's like what's the stuff you put in chickens?
Stuffing.
It's something like that. Sickening images of the party have appeared in the company's official PlayStation magazine. But after being contacted by the Mail on Sunday, who is a right-wing newspaper, by the way, Sony issued an apology for the gruesome stunt and promised to recall the entire print run. Critics condemned the entertainment giant, which produces scores of Hollywood blockbusters each year, for its bloodlust, and said the grotesque sacrifice highlighted increasing concerns over the content of video games and to the lengths the industry will go to exploit youngsters. It's got some good points, that's like completely unnecessary.
Mm.
And the thing is, it plays right into the hands of, like, you know, the nut job guy who says this is video games are evil.
Well, that's the thing, they're shooting in the industry in its own foot. If they were going to do something for the party of God of War, instead of having some guy looking like he's wearing his wife's sheepskin rug and some girl that barely looks like she's wearing any clothes whatsoever, they would have been better off to hire some wrestlers with a shaved head and put him in all full makeup with a massive big pretend battle axe from some sort of film. That would have been better, to make people dress up in the characters, because people like the characters of games, not to just do some ritual sacrifice.
Woo, to
be
man.
Honest, I can't see any connection between a headless warm goat and, you know, gods of war. Maybe they were doing the whole, we're gods of war and we're going to have a party list. Ooh, goat.
Well, it's set in ancient Greece, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go, sacrifices.
Yeah, but what are you going to gain from that? They haven't gained anything.
You're going to gain loads of criticism, and you're going to gain Jack Thompson, or whatever his name is, going nuts and trying to sue everyone.
Fair enough, you might get some publicity that might make some more sales in the games from a child's point of view or an adult's point of view, young man. But it's a risk you shouldn't be willing to take.
This is really inexcusable.
Yeah, it's a risk. I mean, I can see them doing it as a risk to maybe get some sales, but it's something you shouldn't be attempting to do, especially as Sony.
The long-term damage will outweigh any sales.
Yeah, it's not something you really want to be doing.
A five-year-old could tell you that.
Yeah, damn right. So we're not happy with it.
Yeah. Chris has wandered off, so we didn't know what his comments are, so I'll just like simulate Chris. It's not good, is it? There, see? Great.
Yeah, Chris agrees.
Anything else?
Dude,
a monkey face.
Zelio wants to know, can I comment?
Fire away.
Go on, Zelio, we'll voice your comments.
Because it was decapitated as well, the head was taken off it.
There and then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't there and then, it was shortly before, if it was still warm.
Yeah. Can you read that out?
Okay, Zelio says, I think that it's quite low of Sony to do something like that. Full stop. No, not bad. Good stuff. Use full stops, that's good. I mean, why not just make a good game? Well, right. Buying a goat is cheaper than buying a good game.
And this is Sony. Come on, these are the people that brought you PlayStation 3.
Instead of something, instead of making something mediocre and forgetting many animal cruelty laws, to make what? He needs some like punctuation in there. Instead of making something mediocre and forgetting many animal cruelty laws to make a couple of bucks. Well, he needs an oven there. He needs like a comma somewhere around there as well. Forgoing idiot. Cow face. Not forgetting. Should I just stop reading what he's saying? Because he's not making any sense.
I think he's making a lot of sense without speaking a single bit of English. Sony shouldn't do that sort of stuff. Yeah.
You've got to imagine if it was Microsoft doing it. Just imagine. Microsoft decapitates a sheep to promote Windows Vista.
You know,
Windows Vista sales are above expectations. Microsoft slaughter 100 cows.
If you want, you know, Microsoft.
Microsoft bring out the Microsoft tank and roll it under the Bliss, you know, wallpaper and runs over some cows.
You know, if you know, Microsoft and Bungie want to have a party for a release of Halo 3. Then you just
have
get
a decapitated
some, you
elite.
Get prop guys to make these suits for guys to actually come in as actors, dressed up as elites and Master Chief.
Wow, how can you dress up as an elite? You'd have to like dislocate your legs and stuff.
They'd use the same leg system as they did for Underworld. They had a leg system of stilts built so that people.
So they had their feet as like longer.
Yeah, you know where you've got. If you imagine that's the bit and it arches here and then goes further down, where you stood there and then your toe goes off there, so you're basically stood like this. They had to build them like that, and they could run really well in them. It's very similar to that stilt that they built for, you know, those power razors where you can jump really high on them. It's built on a similar system to that, and they built a whole suit around
that.
Can I
have a couple of, like, walking sticks as well? Stop me from falling over then.
But yeah, they got
elites with walking sticks. Awesome.
But yeah, you could easily enough make an elite suit
like
that.
The Master Chief with a walking stick. He's turned into, like, Snake.
Yeah, it gets old.
Gordon Freeman with a walking stick. Instead of having his crowbar, he has his walking stick and he like pulls it up and whacks people with it occasionally.
His suit actually makes him walk, so if he doesn't actually charge it up, he literally is just stood there and can't move. So the aim of the game is you've got to make it to the next charge point and charge up the suit, otherwise you can't walk. And he kind of just shuffles really slowly. He has little wheels that come out and he can move along like a little car really, really slowly until the batteries fall off and then he just collapses.
That'd be good. You need a first person shooter or you're a robot on wheels. And you can't go up any stairs. If you want to go upstairs, you have to like blow them up and like make a path out of them.
Oh dear.
First person shooter when you're a guy in a wheelchair. I know.
Games for disabled people.
Stephen Hawking's doom experiment gone wrong.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
Oh man. Well, yeah, the Simpsons episode, he had like a boxing glove come out of his wheelchair.
Oh my god, when Marge is reading off his screen.
Hey, you read that off my screen.
Speaking of first persons, Halo 2. Not long. How many weeks is that? It was
2 weeks. 1, 2, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks, now 3 weeks.
Well, it was 3 weeks last Friday.
I'm tempted for one of those wireless headpieces, but I don't know.
Meh.
Just go on my old Xbox.
Give one. It if you want.
That's going to be cool.
I hate me.
I'm going to like the whole, we're going to have to make up our own map to play on as well. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'll do my, you know, traditional symmetrical maps, because asymmetric maps are like all the fashion now. I don't like them.
Bases versus bases is sometimes what you need.
Two castles with a moat and a bridge.
Hmm.
Okay, it doesn't fit into the Halo universe whatsoever, but who cares?
You need to have your own... your own base, and that'd be cool.
You need to have your own base, you can't get into the opponent's base, and you just have to like snipe them out the window. Sniper bases.
Hmm.
I know, maybe have like a middle base as well, but you have to press a switch to get into it. You have to get your friend to press a switch in your base to get into it, and then it locks.
Yeah.
For like a minute or so. And then you can only like get back out your way.
Yeah. It's going to be some fun trying to play with some of the stuff, because you did have the switches in the multiplayer maps on Halo 2 anyway to open up extra gates. So it would be quite nice if you could only go on foot, and say for argument's sake you've got a wall that's protecting your base and all your vehicles are inside, and when you get out, you can get out all different ways, but the big drawbridge at the front to open up, there's a hut inside, you've got to go in, hit the button, and you can open up your thing and get your warthog out quick before the other person can, sort of thing. And then you can stand there, wait until the warthog gets right up to their gate, because they don't know anything about it, and they're thinking, oh shit, warthog's on the way, and all of a sudden you press the button for their gate, then their gate comes up and you just drive your mate drives the warthog straight into their base without them even preparing it, with some guy on the gun. Ace.
That'd be good, like being able to drive your vehicle into the enemy base.
Because you know, like on that map,
not Zanzibar.
You know, like on Zanzibar, where you had to get there and someone had to open the gate to get in. If you had that, so it was a front door, but they were always shut, but the switch for it is in a bunker dead centre in the middle between both bases.
I'm thinking Two Fort from Team Fortress. Have that, only have the ability, if you can sneak someone into like a control room, they can open up a front gate, which you can just drive your vehicle into their base and drive around in it.
Yeah. So it's a...
drive a tank around inside, it doesn't fit properly. Oh no, I'm stuck. Oh no, I've fallen through the floor. Oh no, I've fallen through the map. I'm in the great abyss.
Well, what would be quite cool, capture the flag and have the flag inaccessible. Have the flag behind a door. So you've got to get in, hit a button, and then the flag is accessible again. But don't have the flag necessarily straight in the base. Have it, you know, somewhere near the door, so it's... you don't have to worry about guarding the flag. The flag's impossible to get to.
Yeah.
But once that gate's open, it's a complete ease.
Typical Two Fort map. Have the flags in the middle of the map.
Yeah.
Both flags. And have... you need a teammate inside the opponent's base to open the flag.
Yeah. They have pressure switches. That would be nice if you had to stand on it and that opened it up and someone's got to grab the flag and then...
so you can't just open it and then run, grab it yourself.
Yeah, so you need a two teams. So some guy's having to fight their way to the pressure switch, some guy's having to fight their way to get to the flag, which would be quite cool.
But saying that, I like offense and defense maps as well.
Yeah,
because the trouble with everyone's on offense and defense is it just turns into a royal mess unless you're doing it with your mates or something and say, yeah, I don't mind defending, and you just have one person, you just have people dedicated for defense and dedicated for attack.
Where when you're playing the offense defense, at least the one team knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
You've got one idiot that decides, I'm going to go and attack him in advance, but most everyone else basically grabs a vehicle and goes to attack the base. Everyone else finds a gun and hides somewhere waiting to snipe someone out as they come in to attack. The one other thing I did like was the fact, the video we watched last week, where it wasn't about getting in there and getting a map, a flag. It was about just getting in there. And you had to defend every layer of the wall as they were working their way up. And once you're in the base, you win, sort of thing, which is a nice way of doing it. You're not paying attention to trying to just shoot someone as soon as they pick up your flag. It's about shooting them before they get to your base, which I thought was quite cool.
But yeah, just like Counter-Strike with the... when you have to plant a bomb in the enemy base or whatever.
Mm.
Only without having to defuse a bomb. If the bomb's planted, that's it, game over. And then you've got, you know, rigid defences, which the attackers have to get through.
Mm.
That makes it more fun, especially if you add engineers.
Yeah.
That's really something for Team Fortress, so.
Yeah.
Then I could build my sentry guns. And my ammo dispensers.
It always could be something that could be added to Halo by the fact if you had Marines in it, but they're a lower character, but they're better at doing something else. So say you had a Marine.
Yeah, he's better at dying.
Yeah, he's not as armored, but he might be really good at sniping a little further distance, or he could be an engineer and builds stuff and fixes stuff.
I've got it. Have Marines in the game controlled by the AI.
That would be cool. And
you see around the corner, like, 6 Marines coming and a Spartan. It just makes the game world feel more full up.
That would be quite cool to have bots in it and have the bots as Marines.
But not just like normal bots, but bots that are like...
command controlled, they're your team, so...
Not even controlled by players. They just do their own thing. So then if you're a Spartan, you have more of an advantage by working with them rather than just doing your own thing. And it forces people into more of a regular attack defense pattern.
Yeah, it would be cool if you had the mixture between the two. If you had... where they were going on a set pattern and you follow along or you do your own thing. Or if you had it so that you have a couple of them that follow you or set patterns in the sense of you say, shoot here, go there sort of thing. Or they're just following you. You've just got the team and they follow and defend as you're running along. So you're in command wherever you go and you get extra points for having your squad. So me and you are on a map. You've got your squad, I've got my squad, and you get more points for the fact your squad didn't get killed.
My squad is better than yours.
Mine's red. Okay, mine's blue.
You suck.
Here we go. Ready? Bow chicka bow wow. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we invented that, by the way.
Bow chicka bow wow.
We invented it.
Bow chicka bow.
We invented it 40 years ago before everyone else.
Bom 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 bom. Bom bom bom.
Are you finished?
Bom 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 bom. Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, are we actually done with the episode or what?
Yeah, I'd say we're done. I think when Halo 2 comes out, we're going to have to make our own official GamerCast map.
Yeah.
Put some GamerCast logos in there.
It's a box room with GamerCast written on the wall.
You're in a room, kill each other.
That's the sort of map I like, mate.
Back
to basics.
No, you're in a box room and you both characters spawn with their backs to each other, so it's who can turn around fast and shoot each other in the head.
Who can turn around fastest and who can grab the gun?
Oh, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah, the weapons spawn randomly, so you never know exactly where they're going to be. Halo, box room. The Master Chief has found himself inside of a perfectly sealed shut box.
With an elite. Who will fight it out?
And what will they get? The ability to stay in the box for the rest of their lives.
And eat the other one's corpse.
Yeah, great.
So yeah, I think we do need to make a GamerCast map. Get some people having a...
Yeah, I'll do that. If the editor is not too complicated, I'll do that.
Yeah, sweet.
If it's like Worldcraft, which I used a lot, or the Doom editor, Doom Free editor, then yeah, no problem.
Sweet. Right, I'd say that's it.
Yep.
Feedback at
GamerCast.net, or feedback can go to GamerCast.net, the blog itself, or you can talk on the forums, which are portalofforums.net.
Yeah,
send us some like letters or something, because we need something to read out.
Yeah, so our next big thing will be Halo 2 on the 25th. So
which is 3 weeks away. So
3 weeks away, so we'll have to
get through 3 episodes.
Hopefully next week, if I remember, I'll bring up my Xbox 360. I was going to bring it this
episode. No, we have to get through 2 more episodes.
I was going to bring it up this week, but completely forgot. So next week, I'll bring up my Xbox 360, and we can see if we can make it alive. See if it worked after all this time.
It does. It was fine.
Should wait and see. Right.
We will see everybody on episode 71.
Catch you guys.